The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello and good morning. Welcome back into the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serda. Let's make our official turn towards week 17 of the NFL season on Thursday, December 30th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. With the NFL's new updated COVID-19 protocols, we saw a huge wave of players return to practice on Wednesday. Over 100 players returned from the COVID list on Wednesday as teams continue their preparation and try to stay alive in the playoff hunt. That includes active players as well as practice squad additions. That includes players like the Minnesota Vikings running back Dalvin Cook, Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley, and Gabriel Davis both made a return to action. And New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh also returned to the team. Unfortunately for the Las Vegas Raiders, while teams were getting players back, they had to place tight end Darren Waller and defensive tackle Kendall Vickers on the reserve COVID list. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who keeps popping up in the headlines over his point of view on the COVID-19 vaccine, met with the media on Wednesday and was actually asked about his future with the Green Bay Packers, whether that means this is his final season in Green Bay, if he could land with another team, or if retirement is under consideration.
I wouldn't rule that out. I think that I'm just enjoying this season for this season.
Now, Rodgers' answer was a lot longer than that, and he went on to praise the Green Bay Packers organization, all the moves they've made this offseason, and the way that they've included him in some of those conversations where he felt like he was being excluded before. He seems happy with the Green Bay Packers organization and wants to play out this season, so we'll keep an eye out on Aaron Rodgers and his possible future. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur did confirm that cornerback Jair Alexander was added to the active roster on Wednesday. Wednesday was the final day to make that decision. It does not mean that Alexander's out of the woods as far as his shoulder injury goes, but they're hoping to get him on the field, have him tested out, and hope that he will be ready to get into a game here in the near future. I mentioned that Vikings running back Dalvin Cook was removed from the COVID-19 list, but the Minnesota Vikings got some bad news on wide receiver Adam Thielen. Thielen had been dealing with an ankle injury, and he underwent surgery on Tuesday, effectively ending his 2021 season. Now, Thielen is going to be out for at least a month, so there's a chance he could return, barring an unforeseeable Minnesota Vikings late playoff run, but it's highly unlikely. So Thielen is unfortunately likely done for the 2021 season. The Baltimore Ravens got some good news as Lamar Jackson returned to the practice field for the Ravens in a limited capacity on Wednesday for the first time since December 12th when he hurt his ankle against the Cleveland Browns. The Denver Broncos confirmed that quarterback Drew Locke is expected to be the team's starter once again this week against the Los Angeles Chargers. Teddy Bridgewater still continuing to recover from a concussion. The team wants to play it smart with Teddy. The Jacksonville Jaguars head coaching search continues, and it was actually confirmed that former Super Bowl head coach Doug Peterson is scheduled to interview with the Jacksonville Jaguars later today. Peterson is the first official candidate that the Jags are interviewing, though they've requested several assistants across the league, including Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, who declined an interview request. Now, Quinn did later clarify that he wasn't declining the request necessarily. He was just saying that he'd like to wait until the end of the regular season before he does any interviewing for possible new jobs. It's a way that it used to be, so it would make sense that Quinn would want to wait until after week 18 of the NFL season. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid did confirm on Wednesday that every player who was on the COVID list has cleared the COVID-19 protocols. So that means the Kansas City Chiefs, in a huge matchup on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals, will have future Hall of Fame tight end Travis Kelce back on the football field. Carolina Panthers head coach Matt Rhule confirmed Sam Darnold will start this week against the New Orleans Saints. Indianapolis Colts head coach Frank Reich confirmed if Carson Wentz clears the protocol, he is eligible to return in time for Sunday's game against the Las Vegas Raiders. So with the change in the COVID-19 protocols, Wentz could return provided he has no symptoms and tests out. Otherwise, the Colts will roll with Sam Ehlinger as their starter. The NFL Referee Association announced a new collective bargaining agreement for replay officials. They'd been working without a CBA this season. The deal, which includes new compensation and benefits, runs through 2027. That's all I got for you guys on Thursday, December 30th. Make sure to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, we please ask that you leave a kind rating and review. Remember, we're in the five-star business. Stay tuned for later today. It's The Look Ahead with RJ Ochoa and Rob Stats-Guerrera. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.